Mzansi's sporting milestones, moments and stories. Flashback Fridays with Thabiso Musia.
And we are joined now by popular demand. We've brought him back and we're grateful that he's been able to come back and speak to us for a few minutes. Hlompho Kekana, who retired this week. Hlompho, good evening again. Thank you very much for being able to speak to us again. We don't take it for granted and I know a lot of people will be happy because we couldn't play their messages to you on Tuesday.
Thanks for having me, Tazo. Happy I'm back.
Thanks. Do you have one eye on the TV on the game Sundowns and Cape Town City?
Oh, no.
You know what?
I can't
watch it. You haven't watched it. Have you seen the starting lineup?
I have.
What do you make of it?
I think it's a good starting lineup for both teams, I think. It's gonna be a very interesting match because there's new guys in the Mamelodi Sundowns team, which in William starting. You know, I saw Mokoena and Maema starting in the midfield. I saw Captain City. I saw Nadada, Mukeke, and Mdu. They are right there in the midfield. So it's going to be a battle of midfielders because I know how Captain City apply themselves when they play against Mamelodi Sundowns. They don't want to allow them that space, that room to operate in the middle of the park. So it's going to be very, very tense match. Don't forget that it's still the first game of the season. I'm sure everybody wants to gauge himself and where and how he's going to, you know, look at the season, the whole season, because it's going to be a very interesting season. So I'm sure it's going to be very tense match today.
Are you surprised to see Ronan Williams starting like many people are and Dennis on the bench?
Not really. I think it has been the culture of the team where you wanna give the new guys the first matches, you know, the matches that are not so really pressure matches. Okay, of course, when you play against Cape Town City, there's always a pressure for players. But Ronan Williams is not stranger into our league. He has been around. He's an experienced campaigner. For me, I think he will handle the pressure very well, considering the fact that he just came with a lot of expectations coming from a very good performances that he has been having with Bafana. So I'm sure he's very, very eager to make sure that he keeps the clean sheet tonight. I'm not sure about the clean sheet, but that will be the night where, you know, it'll be very interesting for us neutrals.
Us neutrals, Hlompho, how? Are you not a Sundowns fan? Or are you now a neutral analyst?
I'm a neutral analyst. I'm trying so hard not to use my emotions, my thinking, you know. That's so good. I try by all means by being neutral and understand from other camps as well, you know.
No, wonderful. And on that note, with one head being an analyst for us here at SABC, how do you see this season going? Do you think Sundowns can be stopped or is it another season, another league title for them?
For me, I would say it's going to be another league title for them, even though it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. Remember, they didn't change much. You know, they just add few players. So you want to have that continuity as a team, like if you want to compete. So Sundowns has been that team over the few years that have been dominating in that space. They haven't brought so many drastically changes in their team. They just add 2-3 players and they know they had that core of the team that will sustain them should anything happen during the season. So I've seen so many teams there, they get into the vibe of hype of signing, and it's a good thing to do, but at the same time it drags you a little bit few step back because the players has to gel, the players has to click, has to get the chemistry. How will you get that chemistry? Because the games will be coming thick and fast. So I'm sure the risk they're taking, it's going to pay off. I don't know. I don't know if it will pay off in the season that we're going to be having.
And do you see any team as dark horses or that can come close?
Look, Captain City has to pitch up tonight. It will be the tone for their season. Of course, they have been having, you know, good seasons, which I believe they could do better, looking at the way they apply themselves in matches. And I'm sure they let themselves down in so many matches where you think this a match that they will win, and that they come out, you know, not winning that match, and you find them in a difficult match where you think not, you don't give them a chance, and they win those difficult matches. So, if you could win difficult matches, then for me, I still feel you're letting yourself down in those, you know, so-called not difficult matches. So, I think if Cape Town City wants to compete this season, they need to set the tone tonight and make sure that they play according to what the game demands tonight.
Okay, interesting. Those are the views of Hlompho Kakana. We can officially say the 2022-2023 season is officially underway. It does look like it's a good crowd at the Cape Town Stadium, but sometimes the broadcasters will show you the side that they want you to see so that it looks a bit packed. So I'm waiting to see the other side, but that's broadcasting for you. But Hlompho, we've brought you here to talk about you. Thank you for giving us a quick preview, and we're looking forward to hearing you more on SABC. But it's a few days now since you announced your retirement, and we caught up with you on the day. Maybe emotions were high. Has it sunk in yet? Has the feeling changed? You still think you made the right decision?
Look, Tabizo, the decision didn't come 2 days ago for me to retire. I already said that this has been in my mind for quite some time now. So, of course, the letter, I drafted it in like 2 days, trying to find proper English words that everybody will understand. But more than anything, it was just a decision that I took, because I even discussed with my family in December about how I'm feeling about the game. I was slowly drifting away from my green grass. So I feel like it was time for me to, you know, look at other things in life. I don't know if I felt like I was doing. I did the game for too long. Maybe I need a change. But more than anything, it was just me trying to tap into the zone of playing again, and I couldn't find that zone again.
And so, did you have to turn down some offers? Were there no offers on the table? Did those not tempt you? Because there were even talks a few months ago that you could even be going to Barroca.
There were offers, to be honest. But like I said, I have been this player my whole career who plays with emotions. And one of the emotions that I know for sure is to try to emulate or try to represent that kid who dreamed of playing professional, and I know how he felt when he wants to step into the field. So I couldn't get that emotion again. So I was like, okay, let me try to watch my old matches, and maybe I will, you know, miss this guy in the field of play. But I was just looking at this beautiful goals that he was scoring. It looks like PlayStation, but I didn't feel like, let me go back to play, you know? Mm. You know, I couldn't feel like going back. But yeah, that's football for you when you get to a certain age. And I believe this is the right age for me to retire and look at the real world properly in clear mind.
Yeah. And when you look back at your career, and I can understand why it looked like PlayStation football, because some of the goals you scored were out of this world. There was even a goal, there was even a game where you scored 7 goals, but we'll get into that. But when you look back at your overall career, Hlompho Kakana, I'm sure you look back with pride, and rightly so, but if you had to pick a few highlights, which ones are they?
Well, for me, I would say I've got a couple, but I'll go with the one that I managed to lift the Champions League in Alexandria, Egypt, for two reasons. One, my late brother Jeffrey gave me the speech when he took me to meet Orlando Pirates in 95 in John Smuts Airport. That if you want to win the trophy, you must make sure that you train well. You must make sure that you work hard, and you will win trophy if you put that in mind. And for me, I think that was a big thing for me to win that trophy, because my mind, those words were running and through my mind, and I was like, I wish Jeffrey was here to just witness and have a conversation about all this trophy. And that was huge for me in my career. And I went as far as being dramatic and put a tattoo on my leg.
But you have the trophy now. I'm sure he's proud of you, looking down at you wherever he is. So Champions League is the big one for you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Champions League is the big one for me.
And having won the league 8 times, Hlompho, where to recount here, 2 at SuperSport, 6 at Sundowns, is there any of these league titles that's sweeter than the other?
Well, the feeling, look, for me, it's, I don't know how to explain that feeling, but there's this one that I believe I can't really pick one. But let me just say, the one in the bubble was the difficult one. Mm. Considering the fact that it was even decided right in the last match of the season. So you can imagine the amount of pressure, not only on players, that not only on my teammates, but myself in particular, because I want to win trophies. I was addicted to win football matches. So if that didn't look like we're going to win the league, look like we're gonna, just become the runners up. But I felt in my heart that we need to win our matches, and it was a difficult match season really to finish in a bubble where you're not feeling so well in that bubble, because there's no refreshment really. Yeah, you're just training, come back to the hotel, and so I think that one is special in a way that we came from 10, 15 points. We were 15 points. Chiefs was 15 points clear than, and I believe everybody thought Chiefs would walk away with the league.
If I remember correctly, there was a game you guys drew against Maritzburg. I don't know if it was 1-1 or 2-2 there. Did you think
I remember.
Yeah, did you think it was over after that?
I thought that. No, but we had that belief. Like I said, it looks crazy from the inside when you in that team, because everybody believes in the team more than believes in our ability of playing football. So we thought we're going to win the last matches, of course, but we must make sure that even if they win the league, they must feel us. So they mustn't just win it easy. So, of course, we drew the match, but next match we must make sure we win. Let them feel us. And that's what the mentality, and it paid off.
And then just at SuperSport, I remember we spoke to Bongani Khumalo on this show about one of the league titles at SuperSport, and he was telling us that you and Morgan Gould made his job so easy, because if he was beaten by a defender, Morgan was there to cover, and he just recovers the ball and he gives it to you. What made that SuperSport team so good?
Well, it was a crazy team, really. Let me just describe it like that. I think in my whole career, I've never seen such a team where we were just 23. The whole squad was, in total, we were 23. Mm. So we knew everybody could play not one position, two, three positions. So it was just crazy. We didn't have the so-called flashy players. I don't know how to call them. But we knew we had a team. That was the best team that I think we've seen in that year, that triple league winners, I think, where we don't rely on individuals to perform magics for us. We were just structured and fixed in that way. So we knew as a midfielder that the only thing to do is to play this channel, which channel, like rugby, we were like that, we were fixed like that, and it worked out so well, because we knew player to player we can't match the big three. We couldn't, but we knew we were playing according to each other's strength. And like Bongani mentioned, Bongs was a good header of the ball. And we knew the only time we had a chance is when we create foul or set pieces around the opposition boxes. And the two players that will do so is Dominguez Pelembe and Dentley. So when we are next to the box, we give them the ball, they must make sure that they win the free kicks for us. So it's crazy like that.
Yo, Katlego tells me that Gavin Hunt said that team picks it. It picked itself. It was just, you just knew who was going to play.
Yeah, there was this match, I remember. He didn't have to even put in the lineup. He asked, who wants to start? And everybody... Everybody rose their hands. I was like, me. Okay. The midfielders rose their hands. I was like, who has to start the 45 minutes? And me and Brian Carroll, so we did the bet. You know those Caesar thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Caesar thing is when somebody...
Yes. And that's how you choose who plays. That is incredible.
And I was like, okay, let's go for Caesar. Because he wanted to start first half, I wanted to start first half. So I was like, okay, let's do the Caesar, let's bet. And then he won, he started, I came out as a substitute.
No, it talks about the team then and the team spirit. And you mentioned that maybe they didn't have glamorous players or the so-called exciting players. But even you, Shompo, some will say you played in one of the most unfancied positions or not as glamorous positions as the strikers and dribblers and all of that. How do you describe your role in that midfield?
In SuperSport team?
Any team, just the role you played. Or did you play different at the different teams?
Yeah, I played differently. I always played differently, Tabiso, to be honest. I've always been the kid. Even when I went to Manchester as a 12-year-old, they even told me there that you don't play like anybody else. So in my head, when growing up, I knew I was like different from anybody else. So I knew in every structure I would play differently. Within the structure, I would express myself differently. I didn't have to dribble or do step over for me to feel good about what I'm doing. So I got to SuperSport, they signed me as a right back, center back, and midfielder. So I knew my roles properly. I knew in the second half of the season, I'll play two matches as a center back. I knew I'll play as a right back. And then the rest of the matches, I'll play as a center midfield. I went to Celtics, the same applies. I was playing as a deep line midfielder, 6 or 8. So I went to Sundowns, I came back to Sundowns, they signed me as a 6. So I would sit around and allow the attacking players to attack. And then Peter came and he played with two midfielders and I was number 8 now. I changed to number 8 and he played me at 10 sometimes. He played me at 8, 6. It was just crazy, yeah.
And maybe for the young ones listening to us, what are the different roles being a 6 and being an 8, Shompo?
So as 6, you must make sure that you are a good passer of the ball. You don't lose the ball because you are the, I think, last pivot. If you lose the ball, sometimes the two center back, they stretch to open for the ball as a build-up. And they allow you to come in between them. And you can't be... casual when you're facing your own goals, because you have to find angles of how you receive the ball, because sometimes the teams, they know, if they know that you are the one who start the play, they put the trap on you and so you have to manipulate the system in how you receive the ball and make sure that you deceive the ones which are going to come behind you without looking, and you act as if you don't look. And sometimes this, it's so many things that you have to put into consideration. Some 6, they prefer to play from the second balls. I never wanted to play from the second balls because I was not a great head of the ball. So I wanted to start, the ball have to start with me and then I continue with the game. So, of course, at SuperSport it was different. We have to play from the second ball because we didn't want to play from the back. We didn't want to play it risky. At other teams, though, Sundowns, it's a must. We have to start to withdraw. We come, we have invited pressure. We want to play under pressure. So, yeah, it was just crazy. When you play 8, you have to have the endurance of heading up an attack and make sure that you defend as well. So your level of endurance has to be top, because then they will expect you to be in the opposition box. And when we lose the ball, we expect you to be with the same in the same line with us, number six. So it was demanding a lot in the last, I think, 7 years when I was playing. It's like eight for me. I was just fortunate because I was eating Papa and Masoinka.
But you had a good eye also, because there was the first leg in the Champions League where you made that pass to Lafour carrying the ball from the halfway line. Do you remember that? Because you're about to shoot, or everybody thought you're gonna shoot.
Oh, I remember that pass. Oh, I remember that pass. Yeah, I've been that player who knows how to pass the ball. Luckily, I've learned that over the years. Back in the village, we used to play this one game called Gush. So Gush allows you from passing the ball even when you're not looking. So I got that from since I was a kid. So I worked on it because I didn't like it. I was never the quickest player. So only way is to, cut the fact that I have to lose the ball. I didn't want to lose the ball a lot. So as a midfielder, though, you don't want to lose the ball a lot. So even in a tightest of spaces, you need to make sure that you come out of those spaces. Of course, you need to make sure that you play risky passes, but they mustn't be too risky. So that he must lose the ball. So I used to play. Instead of playing them on the ground, I prefer that the one behind the defenders, because that I mastered that technique, and it was the technique for me.
Sure, that's incredible, Hlompho. It seems like you understood your game from a very young age, and that's good for you. In the days where everybody just wants to be a dribbler and be a central midfielder that just dribbles and beats everybody, but you knew your role and you understood it. For those who are just joining us, we're just catching up with Hlompho Kekana. I've got 10 minutes left. I believe there are a couple of voice notes. We're going to play them. It's still goalless between Cape Town City and Sundowns after 20 minutes, but I got to tell you, it's been end-to-end stuff. These guys are playing with so much intensity. It doesn't seem like it's the first game of the season, and I just hope they don't run out of legs in the second half. And there's a goal! Oh, he's missed! He's missed! Cape Town City have missed a sitter. Who's that? Notada. Cross from the right. He comes running in from the midfield. Gets into the box. Only Ronan Williams to beat. And he tries to side-foot it, but he side-foots it wide. And I'm not going to tell you what Eric Tinkler is saying now, because I can lip-read what he's saying. But, yo, what a great chance here for Cape Town City to go 1-0 up against Sundowns. Williams was beaten. He just didn't connect properly here, Thabo Notada. But let's take some voice notes.
Manero, Makadi, Tabiso member, this is Kabelo Pitori, coming all the way from Zimbabwe. I think I've got one or two questions for Bratrompo, of which we as Masandawana, we are a bit worried how his playing days were cut short. You know, we felt like, I myself personally felt like he can give us a season or more, especially with his experience, especially in CAF, because we are now gunning for a second star. We are tired of this TV Premier League, you know. My question was, did he feel like he could go another season, and was the decision to cut his contract short amicable, or was it a matter of they couldn't offer him anymore? Thank you.
Okay, I've noted that question. Let me just go to the lines. DJ in Tembisa, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Tembisa. How are you?
We're fine, thanks. Bratlompo is here.
Ah, Captain, my fantastic Captain. How are you doing?
DJ, I'm all right. How are you, big guy?
Ah, I'm very good. Yeah, we are missing you, man, at Sundowns. Why didn't maybe they give you a space there, maybe to be like Godfrey Sapula there and do the coaching for the under something?
Okay.
I'm working on that one. I think if the two parties come to party, I think we will have that agreement, and hopefully, I go back to Mamelodi Sundowns. But remember, it was just an offer that was given to me when I left Sundowns, and that was about a few months ago. And I hope, I'm crossing fingers, that the offer is still off.
Okay, let's hope so. Let's hope so, Hlompho. But the previous voice note was worried about the way you left Sundowns. They felt that they cut short your playing career. How do you feel?
Oh, well, I think, let's be honest, we have seen the 36-year-old still doing it. And I thought maybe I'm in that category of doing it until I get to a certain age. But remember, the coaches are the one who are in charge of the team. They see what we don't see as players. And I hope they saw that I couldn't catch up with the rest of the team anymore. Maybe I didn't fit in their system, in the new philosophy. So I think that's why they felt let them excuse me from the team. But yeah, I did respect that, because remember, I've been with the club for good 10 years. The new guys wanted to come with the new structure that will take the team forward. So I felt, yeah, why not? If the changes are coming for good for the team, let them happen. But it's always good not to personalize everything as a player. You know, when I was there were so many players that came in and they even went back without even enjoying their stay at Mamelodi Sundowns. I was just fortunate enough to have played so many years at Mamelodi Sundowns. So I think for me, I took it as it was time for me to move on with my life.
Okay, let's go back to the voice notes there. Hlompho has answered that question.
Good evening, Thabiso. I would like to know kupra Hlompho uba yephi teammate beku easy ukudlala with yona ebisenza izinto zibe lula, whether ngwabedlalela Celtic or iBafana Bafana or Sundowns. And also I would like to know yephi player bekunzima udlala against yona. Thank you. This is Nande from Mthatha.
Evening, member, and Katleho there. I just want to say goodbye to Brad Hlompho. He served South African football with distinctions and with merit. He deserves all the praises that he's getting, and happy retirement to him, wishing him all the best for the future. Him and I will meet where he buys food on a Saturday. He knows where that is. But I just want to say, hey, we need to do well with phasing out our legends, man. I'm not happy with the way that he left Sundowns. No final farewell to the fans or anything like that. And happy Jelle as well, recently retiring. It's not good. We need to do better in that regard. Goodbye.
Evening, dear member Tulane from Holland. Thanks to Mr. Kekana Prahlompo for everything that he has done for Sundowns, for football in South Africa, and for all the memories. I remember that one goal at Orlando Stadium in 2016 on a Wednesday, where he scored a shot in the sand against Orlando Pirates. Thanks for those memories. Is Brad Hlompho going to look into coaching one day? Thanks.
Hi, good evening, Thabiso. This is Franz from Polokwane. I just have a quick one for Skipper Hlompho there. I just want to find out, since he have officially retired, is he going to focus only, on TV and radio, or maybe like the chairman of Sundowns said that if he retires, then they might create an opportunity for him at the team? Is he, thinking of maybe going to coaching or scouting or marketing for the team, or he just want to focus, on the TV and the radio career? And lastly, is he maybe trying to help us, recruit the other number 8 from Zebediela? We had Barnes, we had him, we need another number 8 at Sundowns, Khoshi Ababedi from Zebediela side. We had Surprise, Barnes, him, now is Kutumela. We want to see the young one, with our MDC, team coming up from that side.
Okay. Thanks for those voice notes, guys. Very interesting, but we are out of time quickly. Hlompho, they want to know if you would like to get into coaching, or what would you like to do, or is TV your focus and broadcasting?
I think, Thabiso, we know that even as an analyst, you need coaching courses. Even as a coach, you need those documents. So for me, I'd love to have those documents. Surprised the other day was telling me about the Disky boys that they don't know how to score from outside the box. And they were so worried. Just like, I can't teach them how to score from there because I was never that person who scores from outside the box. Could you please, when you find time, come and show them which technique you use? So that will then pushes me to have those qualifications, because then if I want to show somebody, I need to show them with the right words as a coach, because I cannot use the strict words. Why can't you use such a technique? It's too easy. I need to find proper ways to address such matters. So I'm sure it will be interesting for me to start learning about football again.
Yeah. And who was your best midfield partner? There have been a lot, but maybe who did you enjoy playing with or playing alongside the most, or you clicked with the most?
I'd choose Sugar over everybody. Sugar Mabunda, I think for me, he was that number six who we dominated the space. I'd say we dominated because it was so evident that we would win matches, the difficult matches with him, even though we didn't play some certain matches. We know that we don't stand a chance as two midfielders against three midfielders or in that regard. But we would outplay them because we had that endurance and you know, he's so aggressive. So I like the fact that he was never scared. He of course, as a number six, you need to take risks, like I said. Mm. So Sugar, he will be the one who cast the ball, particularly when I took the risk of leaving the midfield and try to manipulate the defenders to play quicker passes. Mm. So I know even if I lose the midfield, he'll be there to cover and delay until like. So I think he was the man for me.
Nice one. And toughest opponent for you?
Ah, Chilan Serrero. Ah. Damn it.
Krim, you couldn't kick him. Or you had to kick him to stop him.
You know, he's just so tricky. Tricky, Tabi. So he's got his starting points. He doesn't stand with you so that you can easily mark him. So he start on offside position. Remember, Tudani plays as a number 10. Mm. So as a number 10, you are half striker. So you can move anywhere. So he moves offside while the team is playing. So when somebody's offside, how can you mark somebody's offside? You leave him at the right moment. Once you forget about him, he comes and receives the ball just right in front of you. Oh. Every time. You Tudani was just tricky and smart for.
No, I can believe that. But Lompo, we're going to have to leave it here because of time. We can never finish your story, even if we do two shows. But thank you for being able to speak to us. We just wanted to bring you on and give you the respect that you deserve. Thanks. Oh, he's gone. He's probably. Oh, thanks, Lompo. We were just saying goodbye.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, Lompo. Legend of the game. Definitely go down as one of the best. Still 0-0 between Sundowns and Cape Town City. And exciting game in the first 30 minutes. Proteas 43-1 in the seventh over against Ireland. Riza Hendricks still there on 33. If he gets to 50, he will set a new record of being the first player to score five consecutive half centuries in T20 cricket. That's it from us then.